Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 17th day of March 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up later in this hour, I'm going to have the filmmakers in studio from the film The New World Order, a C-Think production, the main selection documentary of the year by the Independent Film Channel. They're going to be in studio with us for about 30, 40 minutes today. We're also going to have wide open phones. And coming up in the last hour, Barbara Lowe Fisher with a part two on the dangers and the ravages of vaccines. We're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv in the next segment. So we're going to do the first few hours of the transmission today live at prisonplanet.tv, simulcasting. So start your engines on that if you'd like to watch us live over at prisonplanet.tv. We now do at least 2 hours a day during my show that's 4 hours long on the radio, and then Jason Burmes, the Info Warrior, name of the show, from 9 to midnight at prisonplanet.tv and also simulcasting on the GCN Radio Network. All right, here is the important news. Netanyahu envisions major war in coming months in a speech he gave. Major war with Iran. Oh, my goodness. Also, scientists warn that global warming could cut population to 1 billion people. This from the New York Times. Total, absolute fear-mongering. Only thing that will cut the world population down to 1 billion people is the bioweapons they've developed. Also, anger over firm depletes Obama's political capital. The Washington Post reports his approval rating is plunging because people know that he gave, well, basically a complete pardon to all of the major banks and brokerage firms that got the trillions of dollars, and that he only puts out political rhetoric about how he's going to punish them and keep them from getting money. They've gotten trillions and trillions. And so he's talking about not letting some mid-level executives have $165 million. People see right through that. That's like Rick Perry. Texas got, just in one highway fund, more than $3 billion. I know it's over $10 billion that Texas is slated to get just this year from the $787 billion, quote, stimulus package they passed a few weeks ago. But then he turns back $555 million. And says, oh, look how conservative I am. I'm not taking the federal money. It's more stunts by Obama, stunts by Rick Perry, stunts by others. So we'll go over that. I mean, the outrage is just intensifying and intensifying and intensifying as the economy gets worse and worse and people learn that the bankers have stolen trillions. This is out of the Associated Press. Took a double take on this headline. Senators suggest AIG executives should kill themselves. Now, how about we just arrest the banker heads and put them on trial for all the laws they've broken? How about that? How about justice be served and we kick the bankers out of control of our government? Also, I saw this in CNN over the weekend, and now the VFW president has weighed in. It is true. They are going to cut all medical benefits to veterans. You cannot make stuff of this magnitude up. They're saying they're going to have to just get their own insurance. And I was talking to a VA doctor this weekend, actually Friday at the New World Order screening here in Austin. I have another one today. And he came up and said, how is it that the government can be so evil, but then so inept with the VA? He goes, all I do is fill out hundreds of forms every day, and I can't even practice medicine. You know, the computers tell us what we can and can't do. You know, somebody's got a hurt back, Prozac. Somebody's dying of something, Prozac. They won't give them treatment. And I said, well, that's how it works. It's evil. Evil is easy because you just kill things, break things, take over things. Good is hard to implement. So we'll get into that. President won't budge on veteran insurance proposal. The size of derivatives bubble, $190,000 per person in debt. A lot more coming up and some serious gun control news on ammo.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Got some filmmakers in a cab driving down here to the studio, South Austin right now. They'll be in studio with us about 30 minutes. And have wide open phones today as well when this hour is over. For the full 3 hours after that. Some of the other news here. DOD in sale of expended metal brass to remanufacturers. This is from the Shootist, one of the biggest online sites for gun owners in the Second Amendment. And it says, and so it begins. We all wondered when it was going to start, when the new administration would make their move against us gun owners. Oh, everybody got upset about H.R. 45. I'll bet I got over 100 emails warning me about the draconian gun registration bill that had been introduced in Congress, which would make everybody get psychological testing, make you pay a yearly registration fee for each firearm, make you go through a federal shooting course, just the end of the Second Amendment, I would add. And every time I tune into Neocon Talk Radio, they say it's just a rumor that it passed in the 700-day, $7 billion stimulus bill. Well, partially true. They passed the psychological testing part of it through the federalization of medicine and mental records, psychological records, going back even into junior high and high school for everybody, snatching all those up and paying billions, what is it, $9 billion, to have private firms put all that data into databases for them. You're already hearing how police may have had post-traumatic stress at one time after a shooting, or military people suddenly are losing their peace officer license, or they can't buy firearms. It's all over the newspapers. So, yes, they did pass the exact identical subsections that were in there, part of H.R. 45. That's what they do, is they try to pass, it's like the Patriot Act. They tried to pass that for two decades through Congress in piecemeal and in whole. Just like the Omnibus Crime Bill of 1996, they tried to pass that for a decade before. So that's what's going on. But this goes continues. I was really glad to see Tom Gresham's, host of Gun Talk Radio and editor, writer, television host on Self Defense TV, and one of the foremost gun spokesmen, come out and tell everybody to stop worrying about legislation so absolutely over the top it would never get out of the committee. Well, the point is that Obama's favorite Congress people introduced this, and Rahm Emanuel introduced this last year when he was in the House. So the point is, this is what the White House wants. This is their wish list. That was the whole point. Tom said, save your energy for when we really need it. Don't expend it trying to warn everyone in your email list about legislation that would go nowhere. No, we need to know that the White House was moving with the most draconian gun control legislation, victim disarmament legislation ever seen. Now Tom just interviewed me and Larry Hanney, over owner of Georgia Firearms, on the Gun Talk radio show, and Tom agrees now is the time to unleash the hounds, by which he means start emailing and writing your senators and congressmen. Now it has come clear. Now we know what they intend to do. It is an end run around Congress. They don't need to try to ban guns. They don't need to fight a massive battle to attempt gun registration or limit assault weapons sales. Nope, all they have to do is limit the amount of ammunition available to the civilian market, and when bullets dry up, guns will be useless. Think we jest. Now let's stop right there. California and other states have passed laws to make all guns sold in their state stamp the name, make, and model, basically, of the gun, an identifying number to that that's tied to when you purchase the gun as a registration form. That will bankrupt a lot of gun manufacturers who then have to buy the expensive patent for the gun stamping, a pro-gun groups who came up with it, and that's in quotes. It also then allows them in the future to say, oh, we're going to ban or restrict guns that don't have this. And then when we were covering that state police file, calling Ron Paul supporters basically terrorists, it had a whole section in there about how they need to get the police behind bullet stamping. So this is happening everywhere. And they're also trying to restrict the importation of ammunition, the importation of firearms. The feds are moving to regulate and shut down a lot of ammunition producers, both the producers that create, you know, entire bullets and casings, but also those that just produce the lead. They're trying to restrict lead bullets, saying it's bad for the environment. They're trying to restrict who can produce the brass. But now the military, which was the largest source of used shell casings, they're going to destroy it and sell it for scrap when they get a lot less money for the scrap than they would just selling the spent casings. Just billions and billions of 9mm, 45, 50 cal, 223, 308. And that's what's being announced here. Major bullet manufacturers all across the United States are getting letters from the military saying, by law, but it's not a law, it's a regulation, we are no longer going to sell you any of the casings. And that's the story from the shootist up at InfoWars.com right now. Nope, all they had to do is limit the amount of ammunition available to the civilian market, and when bullets dry up, guns will be useless. Think we jest? Here are copies of two letters sent to Georgia Arms just Thursday evening, effectively canceling a contract he had to purchase 30,000 pounds of expended military brass in 223, 7.62, and 50 caliber. And it goes on to say, dear valued customer, and it's a letter from the Defense Department saying you can't buy this from us anymore. It, under regulations, not a law, the White House says it's all to be scrapped. So that's just another way that they're doing this, and it's been confirmed in the last 5-6 years that the military is buying up more ammo than is being used in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and other areas of the world where U.S. military is in 130-plus countries, that they're just hoarding it and warehousing, and that's driven up the prices, doubled or tripled in some cases. And now with all the fear of Obama moving against the Second Amendment, even bigger runs against ammo and firearms themselves are accelerating. So it's a lengthy article, goes through it, and it's just outrageous on that front. You know, I covered last week several mainstream news articles, one out of Oklahoma, several others around the nation, where cities are saying we don't know if citizens can have gardens because we might need inspections of their gardens because you're guilty until proven innocent and people might be growing marijuana. Coming up later, I want to get into a report out of Natural News with Mike Adams, who was on with Jason Burmes filling in yesterday. Shocking video shows Los Angeles City bulldozing community gardens into the dirt. They're just saying no more community gardens, giant community gardens, bulldozing and getting rid of it. Saying that they don't need that anymore. There's all these people out there crying and the police getting in their faces. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is in the San Francisco Chronicle saying they need a federal bailout of newspapers that are failing because the mainstream media is imploding because everybody knows they're a pack of spin doctors. We'll get into that report as well. Mexico is to impose sanctions on U.S. exports. Great deal under NAFTA and GATT. Burmes covered this some yesterday, but I'd like to cover it some later. Bilderbergs excite conspiracy theorists, and this is out of Politico, and they admit the Bilderberg group is real. You know, that's better than most mainstream media, and CBS News picked this up and admitted that we were right, admitted that Bilderberg is secret, and basically admitted that Barack Obama was having secret meetings with him and is appointing Bilderberg group members. You have to understand, this is happening simultaneously while mainstream news is still saying it doesn't exist. You know, and then I went to a hotel and imagined people hiding behind trees in Virginia. Just like Time Magazine, Newsweek, everybody's announcing a new Bank of the World to rule the planet, but none of this exists. In fact, I've got some filmmakers coming here in a few minutes. Guys, turn that TV on over there for me because I want to pull up And Now for World Government from the Sunday Times of London. And I also want to pull up Time Magazine headline, New World Order, where they say a global government run by the banks, but that it's good. Because these guys may actually burst into flame when they see that because, you know, the New World Order doesn't exist. So hundreds of mainstream news articles have now come out saying everything we've always said. And so I want to show them this and see if it's like a big cross or holy water and see if they burst into flames when these guys come into studio, Luke Meyer and Andrew Neil. So that is coming up in the next segment. They'll be with us for the rest of the hour. By the way, their film is the main selection of the Independent Film Channel this year. Their one big documentary of the year. Huge promotion. I was interviewed 5 separate times by IFC in the last 3 weeks for different programs. IFC News, their media project. I'm honored to be such a focal point of this film. So is Luke Radowski, Officer Jack McLam, and others. So, Will, I'm just teasing. Actually, these guys carry assault weapons around with them, the New World Order guys. And Andrew thinks he has a chip in his head. He was telling me secretly, but he told me not to tell anybody that. I'm just joking, guys. I'm just messing with you. Come on. I am going to edit this interview together to make you guys look stupid, though. I'm just being sarcastic, actually. I'm going to follow you around for a few months, and the few cornball things you do, I'm going to put it in the film. I'm going to call the film Cornballs. And, you know, in a tribute to you guys in this film you made. Get ready to come in, boys, here in a minute. We're going to break here in a second. I'm actually just building it up for the listeners. It is good to see Andrew and Luke and everybody else here with us today. The makers of the New World Order, you can check out the website at newworldorderthemovie.com. It's fiction because the New World Order doesn't exist. newworldorderthemovie.com. It's a story of a mental hospital they visit, and they All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. A lot more coming up today. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, so go over to the site and tune us in.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life. Until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Uricinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That website is the number 4FITLEGS.com. And remember, ask how you can get Uricinex for free today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Luke Meyer and Andrew Neal are award-winning filmmakers. In fact, they won the South by Southwest coveted Best Documentary in 2006 for Darkon. And their new film is New World Order, a C-Think film. We're going to put that up on screen for everybody. The poster is myself looking out of a window from a darkened room. We are simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we have them with us 5 minutes for the next hour. Gentlemen, good to have you here.
Hey, good to be here.
Tell folks about the film, The New World Order.
New World Order is basically, I guess we call it a behind-the-scenes documentary about what people refer to in America as conspiracy theorists. So I guess it's sort of a behind-the-scenes look at what your life is like, Alex, a little bit, and other people that we traveled around, Jim Tucker, Jack McLam, Luke Rudowski, Mike Edgerton, and a number of other
Seth Jackson.
Right.
Yeah. And that an individual speaking is Andrew and Neil. Luke, tell us about the film.
Well, like Andrew said, it's a behind the scenes look at kind of what goes on in the world of exposing the secret one world government that.
Well, I want to say this.
I think for us, what was important to us is that there's, first of all, Alex, you make many films about it, but there's a lot of films out there about a lot of these topics. And for us, what was really important was to understand what it was like to live the lives of filmmakers, of radio hosts, of ambush journalists, of muckraking reporters who do the kind of work you're doing, which is generally, considered to be by a lot of people, kind of far out there, and we wanted to know what it was like to be you guys and to live your lives a little bit. And also, really importantly, sorry, just not to cut you off, but
no, it's
like,
fine.
How you came to believe what you believe. I think understanding other human beings and why they believe what they believe is a valuable thing, and I think more of that would be a good thing for humanity.
Well, I was just going to say, I think this is the fairest documentary, and there's been quite a few that I've been featured in. It's the fairest I've seen. That said, why did you guys go with the hokey angle? Because that certainly was oversampled from the footage that I saw you guys shoot. I mean, was that for the comic relief? Because it did get a lot of laughs, so this wouldn't be dark. I mean, I know you did that with Darkon as well, but that inherently is kind of goofy and funny.
What are some of the hokey parts? I'm curious that you feel like. Because actually, there were more laughs in the audience on Friday night than I think we were expecting.
We didn't know if that was possibly because a lot of the people there knew you, and so it was sort of like there was sort of an inside joke going on. But I think that there's no question that Luke and I do see comedy in everything, even in horrible things that are happening in the world. There is a certain part of the world that I see sort of from the point of view of Voltaire. Just the human comedy is just a complicated a mess, and I think I do see humor in that even when stuff is serious. So I suppose that's sort of my own or our own take on the whole thing. But I think by and large, I thought, besides some comic relief, I thought
Tommy Pallotta thought, a director and producer, he thought that it humanized us, that it was a positive thing overall. But reading,
I would hope that it is. I mean,
that's a tool. Like humor itself can be a tool to kind of, if it's all serious, people sometimes just turn off eventually.
Especially people.
If there's a moment of laughter of humanity, and then a moment where things are serious, people will. That going back and forth makes the audience kind of pay attention.
I mean, one of your sound bites actually that we added in late was your comment about, a lot of people say that conspiracy theorists, believe this stuff because, it makes the world a simpler place or it makes the world knowable to them or whatever. And actually, I think the film is evidence of a great deal of stress, worry, and discontent that one must accept if they're going to accept the worldview that you people like you, Alex, have taken on. So for that reason, I think that's the thesis doesn't work. Like obviously you're not doing it for some kind of satisfaction because you're under a tremendous amount of stress, in terms of your daily lives, and like you said, you wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and you're genuinely afraid of what the future holds. That's not, and I think a lot of people generally try to adopt a belief, you know, sometimes be it religion, be it political ideology, whatever it is, so that they don't have to wake up in the middle of the night.
All right, we got a break. That's key info. Andrew Neil and Luke Meyer, C-Think Studios, the official film of the year being put out by the Independent Film Channel, and I'm very honored to be part of it. Great filmmakers. We'll talk to them after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will.
The Obama Deception is now out. You can watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or order the super high quality DVD now shipping out at InfoWars.com. And I hope people will go there. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. The new film is titled New World Order, a C-Think film. And just before we forget the time we have together, because it'll fly, Luke Meyer and Andrew, tell us specifically when it's coming out, when it's going to air on the Independent Film Channel.
It's going to be in mid-April, I think around...
I think about a month from now it'll be on VOD on IFC, and then later this summer it'll be in the regular broadcast rotation.
Actually, sometime in May, I think the broadcast rotation will start.
Yeah. And then the DVD will be out sometime this fall.
You guys just come in and run the camera if they're going to move around. Let's just do it that way. I'll direct right here on air right now. Okay, thanks. Just have to do that. We're just working out doing the live TV show in here, and we're going to get more cameras in here, some mounted on the ceiling and other things for TV, like a headpiece and things like that someday. What about all this pre-promotion I've been seeing for the film?
Well, this was the world premiere last Friday night, and so there's a lot of promotion like that you were part of where you drove around Austin on Friday just for the world premiere of the film. There probably will be more promotion when it's going to come out on IFC, but that's kind of all I know about right now.
Yeah.
Now, should folks just visit the New World Order, themovie.com, or is there a SeeThink site they should check out?
Well, you can go to SeeThink.com, and there's a small page for it there, and then you can link to the main New World Order at themovie.com from there, or you can go straight to the movie site, whichever's best.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically want to go over some reviews. I saw 50-50 positive reviews, negative reviews. I mean, even the negative reviews said they like the film because they took away from it that we're delusional, and I wanted to be on record with the filmmakers and read part of a negative review by Scott Von Dovak, I believe is how you pronounce it, and this was out of Nerve.com.
Yeah, I read that one.
So let me read some of this. It says, welcome to the New World Order, where 9/11 was an inside job and secretive elitist organizations called the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, and or the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, we explain there are different governmental systems, just like we have a House and a Senate. It doesn't mean either one of them doesn't exist. You know, Washington, D.C. exists, the House, the Senate, the judiciary, the legislative, the executive exist. And it goes on, our only hope is a ragtag band of conspiracy theorists, anarchists, and anti-globalists led by the mad prophet of the InfoWars, Alex Jones. And then it goes on to say that Meyer and Neal aren't concerned about the reality of these beliefs, and they don't present any counter-arguments or talking head rebuttals. Actually, there are people in there rebutting. They don't have to. In a way, New World Order is an extension of their previous film, Darkon, which was about live-action role-playing gamers. The movie's tagline was, everybody wants to be a hero, which could just as easily apply to this one. You don't need a PhD to figure out the psychology at work here. We'd all like to think that our lives are important. That's the classic yuppie thing. You know, none of us are important. Let's just have hopeless lives. It's impossible to be politically active. And if you can convince yourself that you're one of the few in the know about what's really going on in the world, one of the few fighting for good, fight against forces bent on destroying you, well, then you have a lot in common with Jones, Radowski, Jackson, and the rest. And then he goes on to say, I'm insane. Basically, Bilderberg didn't exist. I was imagining cars following us. I was imagining Secret Service behind bushes. Did a car follow us?
It's one of the most kind of amusing things to me that, like, sometimes people are like, so is a car really following you? Or, like, does the Bilderberg group really exist? And I'm almost like, yeah, man, like, not only do they exist, they admit they exist now. And, you know, there was absolutely no question. This is something I wanted to talk about on the show because I wanted to make it clear, and we had a discussion that night in the hotel room about it. You know, there's no question, first of all, in my mind, that there were people the night before at the bar who were in there who were, you know, doing some kind of recon of some sort. And then the next morning, there's absolutely no question that in my opinion, we were being followed. I mean, we took about 9 turns. That guy tailed us all the way out. So we took 9 turns.
And then
turns.
He got out, and he was 6'4", built.
He's a big guy, yeah.
You know, in a dress outfit. I mean, it's the classic FBI / you know, Army commando. I mean, he was either FBI or he was an Army commando. Well, I mean, specifically,
that's something that, you know, that's, and I felt like we showed it pretty accurately.
But how can they not show guys with black sunglasses in police vehicles with police wearing black glasses pointing at us, and those don't exist?
Yeah.
See, I'm insane. I just want to be a hero. But none of this exists.
And that's part of, you know, the power of interpretation. I think a lot of people will come to this film with preconceived ideas, and I think that's why you're going to see a broad variety of responses to it. You know, some people are going to come with preconceived notions that this is all whack job stuff, and they're going to leave, and maybe it won't change their mind, and maybe they're going to come in believing all of it, and maybe they'll leave believing all of it. I mean, you know, what we hope is that we did show what you guys were like, what your experiences had been, and why you believed in what you believed, and through that, to humanize you, to take you out of this this kind of cliched environment where you know you're just kind of ranting at the margins, which is really is a danger for your message, you know, and And so, you know, I hope that it would affect things positively in that
Luke,
way.
Comments along those lines?
Yeah. When we were having test screenings, it was very interesting that people would watch the same film, and some people would have a totally negative reaction to everything in there. They would think that everything in the whole film wasn't true. And there would be other people that in the same audience that would think everything in there was totally true and totally... That it was like it was the beginning of a whole bunch of information that was out there, and then there would be other people in between who would have a transformative experience in watching the film both directions. So I think it's interesting that this film, you know, I hope shows a very honest picture of how things happen when you're out there trying to uncover stuff, investigating what's going on out there, and if people see that objective, honest view into what happens.
I mean, the nerve.com article pisses me off because it's like the guy betrays himself as bias in the first couple sentences of his review. Mm-hmm. If you walk into a review and are like, you know, and use those like derogatory terms that are clearly like, you know, pigeonholing people and like clearly he sat through the whole movie. He went into the movie thinking that way about them. And continued to think about them that way and didn't care to try to look at what he was seeing on screen, didn't care to look at the people who were in front of him and understand why they believe what they believe.
Well, Andrew, let me make this point here, and that's why I'm making a big deal out of this, because it isn't just this review. I probably saw 20 reviews or more, and I have them here in the stack, and half of them were, yeah, these guys seem wild, but a lot of it's checking out nowadays, and they link to a few mainstream news articles. Hey, here's Time Magazine, here's others admitting they're setting up a bank of the world, just like the conspiracy theorist always said, and they said they would use an economic crisis to do it. I mean, this is mass delusion. You guys were there at the Hyatt we were staying at a few miles away, and Davis, who's one of your partners, he is off at another screening of this right now, so he couldn't be here. And he comes over to me and goes, you know these guys are cops. My dad's a cop, and he's now a famous private detective, but he didn't want to get into that. The point is that, you know, he's from Chicago. And I go, well, no, I know they're cops. This happens everywhere we go. We're at the bar. Every time we're eating, big guys, 45 years old, 6'5", in suits, act like they're with you, and they walk up and say, hey, do you want to attack the State Department with us? And I'm like, just start laughing at him, saying, no, we're here journalists to cover this. I'm like, oh, because I really want to help you go attack government buildings right now. Now, if I would have been drunk or something and said, yeah, just joking, I would have been arrested and been on the news that I was an Al-Qaeda guy planning terror. That this happens every week when you hear about some cell they busted and it comes out later. It was at a bar and somebody just joked. So you guys were there while feds are on us. You're witnessing this happening. Then as we get kicked out of the other, you know, base at Bilderberg, I am walking around videotaping. Security comes up and says, don't videotape. We say, okay. They follow us into the bar, and they say, you know, we've had people try to steal things by pulling fire alarms. Rob Jacobson's with me. You guys are up in the hotel room. I'm about to come up, about to do Coast to Coast AM. And I say, okay, finish eating my hamburger. And then I go upstairs, and the fire alarm goes off. And, you know, and then I've been outside an hour before shooting video of the hotel, and there were these workmen with these big work trucks going, yeah, we're going to, you know, pull it at about 1 a.m., and I didn't know what they were talking about at the time. But after that, they did the fire alarm for whatever reason on purpose. They came up to us and asked us about fire alarms, and then it says here, I'm a kook, crazy person, and there's no cars following me. There's no Secret Service. I mean, let me just read the quote, and then I'll shut up about this. It says, paranoid delusions are contagious in New World Order, and Alex Jones is patient zero. And it goes on. It says, his face a puffy fright mask of pop-eyed outrage. Joan leads his minions to a hotel where the annual Bilderberg conference is taking place. He sees his enemies behind every tree and around every corner. He's continually evading cars he imagines are pursuing him, and at one point announces that a nearby bare-shirted bicyclist is clearly Secret Service. When a fire alarm goes off in the hotel, just as he used to call into a talk show, it's simply more confirmation that they're out to get him. And then it goes into how I'm this delusional purpose. It says he's living in a movie in his mind, is evident from the references to The Matrix, Star Wars, and even Ghostbusters that that Pepper has ranched. Now let's stop there. I'm shooting footage separately for the Obama film that we were already thinking about making and a JFK film, separately away from Bilderberg. It's on video. It's in, I mean, you know, we have this footage. I don't even know if I put that part in the Obama deception, but or maybe it's in your film, actually, Secret Service coming over. The police come over, or maybe I've watched this so much in my studio.
You mean in Chantilly, in Virginia?
Well, no, I mean, I can't tell where I saw him. I know I was there because I've seen this footage so much. It's in my film and in your film, similar footage. I'll put it out on the web. The point is that, I guess I was just watching the other day in the studio.
Well, I mean, I think people should like, you know, I mean, whatever, that Nerve.com review, you know, okay, so screw him. But like he, you know, I think with most people who watch the movie, I don't think what he says there is what comes across in those scenes. So like,
no, but I'm saying
sometimes people
this
come
ties in though to the mass delusion that I'm talking about. I'm the same one, but just finishing my babbling point. I was trying to figure out where the footage is, or your footage, my footage, or so much of it gets confusing. The point is we're at the Capitol, and then we're at the White House, and everywhere we go, we should put a video out on this. They run up and say, turn your cameras off. They run over and say, you can't film the White House. And then we start walking around, and these Secret Service guys come out of the gated area. They follow us around, all around D.C. for about 30 minutes. And so I guess you guys were with us because it's in the film.
Yeah, we were there. And actually, I, of course, there was actually just a battle in New York City about a year ago about camera rights on the street.
No, but the Secret Service has been caught, and so have the feds, following bike rights groups. They've been caught following anti-death penalty groups. I mean, my point is, you were there, and that was Secret Service following us. And Secret Service did come out and tell us to turn our cameras off. I mean, am I making that up?
In D.C.?
Yeah.
I wasn't there when Secret Service came up in D.C., but, you know, I if you have footage of it, we weren't there.
Well, then how does he talk about that here from saying the film?
I don't know, because remember in our film, we're in front of the White House.
Capitol Police come up.
The Capitol Police, and you talk to the Capitol Police guy, and you're like, appreciate you, sir.
Yeah, no,
then
you were
down
there.
Below.
But then guys come out. I guess you didn't see them. They come out on bicycles and start following us around.
I didn't see them. There's a shot in the movie of the guys that you had seen across the
street.
No,
but you saw the guys at the hotel. You saw them follow us. I'm telling you, I saw them come out.
Okay. No, we didn't get footage of that. I was on the D.C.
I mean, is it a conspiracy theory to say they have Secret Service around the White House?
No, it's not a conspiracy theory at all. That's what I think is funny, is that so many of these facts that are generally accepted by most everyone, when they come through the lens of a certain demographic, basically become a conspiracy theory. And in fact, actually, one of the things that was sort of, you know, we were kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place just in terms of how we describe the movie. You know, like the term conspiracy theorist in and of itself is a problematic term. And like, I think, like, perhaps a new term, people should start using a new term. The conspiracy theorist tag immediately kind of devalues.
It's meant to put you in a box and say these are crazy
exactly,
people.
You know, and like it kind of annoys me that like we've had to describe it that way for people to understand what the movie's about. You know, but like it's a stereotype, and I think that like
it's like calling Galileo a conspiracy theorist because he said that the Earth was not the center of the universe.
Right, and also, but if you just break down even conspiracy theorists, what that term means. It means that people are theorizing about conspiracies that may be happening. Now, humans conspire, and this is something we talked about a lot. We weren't able to get much of it into the film, but like human beings have been conspiring for centuries. It's something.
Look at Caesar being killed.
It's the progress of human history.
Yeah, not only that. I mean, look, we all conspire in our everyday lives. We conspire to get like you know our girlfriend to do what we want. We conspire. You know, I mean, we conspire in little ways every way. Like to assume that in government, at least to some extent, there isn't a certain amount of conspiratorial behavior going on is a dangerous state of affairs.
Here's what the first commenter said on this review. It says, I don't think this guy actually saw the film because in it, Jones talks about how many idiots like the guy say it makes the world so fun for them to believe in the New World Order. But in all honesty, they say that the New World Order is trying to do is worse than Hitler and the Nazis. So this guy who wrote the blog would tell a Jew that they are just trying to make themselves feel better by saying Hitler tried to kill them. Don't think so. Nice blog. I mean, look, all I'm trying to say is the Bilderberg group is real. We were followed. This stuff did happen.
Absolutely.
There was a small lake right by the hotel. There was a guy out there all day fishing and catching nothing, watching us. I mean, we had guys in clown masks.
I don't think most
following
of,
us.
I don't think most of the
did
people,
you see the clown mask?
No,
you weren't there enough days.
No.
You were a different part of it.
No, I didn't see that. But I think that most people that watch this movie aren't going to question those facts. And actually, but I think that that discussion that you see going on right there, even on Nerve.com, I think it's good that people are having these arguments. I think it's good, you know, if the film, pushes people to get into this discussion, it's a positive thing, you know? And I think, like, you know, Alex, because you're bombastic or whatever, you know, sometimes maybe people get fired up about it, but I think it's a good thing if people are coming out and having a discussion
yeah.
about, and I think because in a way, you know, we try to present, like, you know, the softer side of Alex Jones from time to time. I think it's good for people to see that too, because
yeah.
like to turn you into a human being, to understand where your ideas come from, to understand the history of your journalism is an important thing.
Well,
and to
guys,
understand what it's like to be behind the scenes.
Sure, sure. Well, it was great meeting you guys, and I hope I get to meet you and see you again in the future. And we're going to come back for a few more segments, but I want to say you were truthful about what you said you were going to do. That's one of the first times it's ever happened with a national production. So I commend you and thank you. But I would like to give the guy at Nerve.com and you guys. Here's Time Magazine titled The New World Order. And this came out. It says a new bank of the world will rule the United States and will basically pay our taxes to it. It says a central bank of the world to knock heads when needed and to control the United States. So I want to present you with the conspiracy theory by Time Magazine. Of course, they're saying this is the solution. So there's the New World Order. And then here's one from the Financial Times, and now for a world government. And in this is published by the Bilderberg Group.
Right, so this is an interesting thing, right? I mean, just like
they say world government's good here. We're going to come back. We're going to break. They say the world government exists. They kept a secret for our own good, and the bankers are going to rule us. So I want to present you and Nerve and everybody else with, again, more delusions. According to Nerve, I probably made this up and typed it up myself. Here's the Times of London. We'll be right back.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Before you slip into
the film is New World Order. The website is newworldorderthemovie.com. Like to have put it up on screen for folks. Appreciate Andrew coming in. I appreciate Luke coming in, the filmmakers. We're going to keep it until about 15 after. They got to take a cab and go down to be at the end of one of their screenings at a panel. So there was about another 20 minutes. We've been having heated discussions during the break. You know, you're saying these type of ridiculous reviews are part of the overall discussion. My problem is they're announcing Creeps on the Streets. They're announcing FEMA camps. They are announcing a Bank of the World. They're announcing the HPV shot is killing people. I wasn't a conspiracy theorist. The trials of it said it was killing people. They admit Prozac causes psychotic breaks and people to go out and cause mass shooting. It's now on the insert of the drug. But I was talking about that 12 years ago and called a conspiracy theorist. They just put it on the drug 2 years ago. I mean, I know there's all these other kooks who make stuff up, and that's our biggest problem, who do make up things that can't be proven. I don't do that.
But the only way people are really going to understand what's going on is when they come across something and stop and think about it, read about it themselves. If they, the people who read something like this and take it just as the final thing right there, they're not thinking about what he's saying. They're just absorbing it. And it's the same for some of the stuff that says.
But can you imagine how frustrating? I mean, look, you're experiencing some of the frustration now. You know they had feds asking us questions, following us around. You know we got followed out of Bilderberg by the car that turned this way, that way, followed us in parking lots, gas stations for 20 minutes, and then it gets out and it's a big fed and it doesn't exist. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think one thing I wanted to talk about just because you were talking about the Times article, the Financial Times. I mean. Conspiracy theorist label aside, okay, globalization is just about the most real thing that you could possibly imagine. I mean, people have been thinking about a one world government for a long time, and lots of people in high places think it's a good idea for humanity to create a one world government. I mean, we've seen the creation of the European Union.
Doesn't exist.
Which is crazy, So I mean, obviously, there are groups of humans who believe that a one world government is something that is sort of like an evolution of mankind, and they've been motivating world currencies and stores. And I don't even think, not even what's so funny about it is none of that's going on in secret. It's public policy.
But it's kooky to be against it and to say that it's bad. And that's the point I'm trying to make. If you read that Financial Times of London article published by a Bilderberg group member, owns it, Mr. Wolf, it says we kept it secret and it's authoritarian. So some people say, oh, peace, love, world government, no more war. No, it's a worldwide authoritarian corporate state. Luke, has this been an awakening for you making this film, or were you aware of the New World Order before? I mean, you obviously decided to make it, or has it been a growing process for you?
I mean, I had some background in it. Me and Andrew intentionally tried not to over-educate ourselves while we were making the film. We wanted to kind of have you and everyone else in the film speak on the issues. And we didn't want to become editors on it to sort of editorialize the different theories that are going on.
And actually,
we kept the step.
And actually, now we're being very strict about like how when people say, so, do you believe 9/11 was an inside job? Do you believe this? Do you believe that? We're not getting involved in that discussion because we feel as though there's a rock and a hard place situation there. We say that we believe in one theory or another. People are saying, oh, it's a propaganda movie. If we say we don't believe in it, then, oh, it's a hit piece. And like, so for us, we've gone to so much trouble to be objective with this movie, to offer, what we felt was a fair and real, view into the lives of the people that we decided to follow. And, at this point, we don't really want to get into that whole discussion because we feel like it either way would compromise the viewing process for people. So what we hope is that people come to the movie with an open mind, with a fresh perspective, and just watch and learn what you guys are like as people. And if they want, if you want to go educate yourself, there's a tremendous amount of information out there on the web. There's many films. Obviously, Alex, not only yours, but many, many more. There's many books. There's lots of stuff to be read.
We got a break. Stay there. Stay there, Andrew and Luke. We're going to come right back. Got two more segments with them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.